Peter Karsten couldn't help being emotional when he cradled a rehabilitated eagle in his arms before releasing it back to the wild. The former Calgary zookeeper was given the honor of freeing a one-year-old bald eagle that was rescued from the Noose Bay near a nest by Derek Downs, animal care supervisor at the North Island Wildlife Recovery Center, NIWRC, and nursed back to health. The release celebration was held on Saturday afternoon at the NIWRC in front of a huge crowd, with some capturing the joyful moment with long-lens cameras while others videoing the release using their cell phones. Karsten, who is from Denman Island and worked at the Calgary Zoo for more than 30 years, was tearful when he tried to calm down the eagle in his arms while walking around to show off the healed bird of prey, who suffered from injured radius and ulna. Following that, he let go of the eagle, which spread its wings and soared above the crowd, who were awed and excited to see the bird fly off to the skies. "It was a very emotional experience," said Karsten. "I must say, I had to wipe some tears off my eyes because it's such an incredible accomplishment. It's such a wonderful event. Robin and Derek were of great understanding that I wanted to hold the eagle with my bare hands and not in gloves so you can feel the eagle." Read more. Nanus Bay photographer set to release latest book, A Year of Eagles. Karsten said he has handled eagles in the past but this occasion was different and difficult to match. "To have an eagle that is destined to die, starve to death and unable to survive being taken here and rehabilitated to fly off again," said Karsten. "That is so extraordinary." The invitation to release the eagle has inspired Karsten to create a piece of art, a 7-foot steel depiction of an eagle release. "It's just a highlight in my life," said Karsten. "I was a zookeeper and ZOO director for 30 years and it's still very, very special. I am so very grateful." The event kicked off with a First Nations drum beating ritual and a raven song led by artist Bill Halen. The NIWRC has been busy and continues to receive injured eagles and other animals, including bears. They are a non-profit society that relies on fundraising, donations and sponsorships. If you wish to help, visit nivra.org.